Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapped serving. We unwrap the gift that God gives us and calls us to serve now. And as we serve a living God. A big part of that is reflected in how we serve one another. And so each weekday morning, we're focusing in on a different aspect of a variety of things the Bible says about the way we serve, who we serve, the motivation of our serving. Today, we're going to talk and pray specifically about serving in power. And recognizing that God can do more in us and through us than we could ever do on our own. It's His power that we need. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4 says, "For to be sure, He, that is Jesus, was crucified in weakness, yet He lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in Him, yet by God's power we will live with Him to serve you." I imagine most of us have those times where we would like to do something and we understand, we recognize we don't have the strength, the ability, the endurance. It's just a dream. Now, some of those things that we can't do could probably be accomplished if we would train for it. In my much younger years, I always thought it would be neat to hike the full length of the Appalachian Trail. And I've heard of people that have just set off to do that without much preparation at all. And occasionally they succeed, but for the most part, those who through hike the entire thing train for it, or they fail. There are other things that I don't know that I could train enough for to actually accomplish. Things that require skill set or body type or knowledge and wisdom that I may not simply be able to grasp. But before we consider situations hopeless because we're too weak, remember Jesus. Now, His weakness was a combination of living in human flesh and determination to be one of us. The old song says that He could have called 10,000 angels, but chose to die on Calvary's tree. The authority that He carried with Him as the Son of God, the authority, the power that brought Lazarus back to life, that healed the sick, restored sight to the blind, strengthened the crippled, was a power that existed by His nature. But in weakness, He was crucified in order to pay a penalty that we deserved to pay. And by God's power, power dwelling within him as the Son of God. He's resurrected from the dead. The weakness turned to strength. The victory, so much larger than the defeat. And God says that's the kind of power that lives within us. That in our weakness, the power of God equips us to serve others. Those things that you say, I could never do that, can be done by the power of God. The power to humble ourselves and serve. The recognition that God's love for us and His Spirit dwelling within us, we talked about His Spirit yesterday, helping us to serve, directing how we serve, equipping us to serve. And it's through power that we serve in a way that shows God to be the Almighty God, which He is. And as in all types of obedience to God, it's important that we examine ourselves, that we purify our motives, that we check our own intent. Sometimes people foolishly set off to do something impossible, claiming that God will help them do it. And yet, sometimes we do that, and it's something that God doesn't want us to do. We've never really talked to Him about it. We've never listened to His Spirit. We've never sought direction or wisdom. We thought it was a good idea. And then we wonder and question, where's God in this? But there are those things that we know by the prompting of God's Spirit, by an affirmation of His Word, that we ought to be doing, and we feel weak. But we press on to see the mighty hand of God. As the apostles were preaching Jesus and proclaiming life in Christ, the religious leaders were not very happy about it. They have many of them beaten and flogged and jailed. And in the midst of it, one of their leaders, Gamaliel, stands up and says some very wise words. He says, there have been others who have tried to promote a Christ, and we don't talk about them anymore. They disappeared. They faded from sight. And so, if this talk of Jesus is just that, why worry about it? It won't last. But if it really is from God, nothing that you do will be able to stop it. If it's just being propagated by the power and wisdom of man, it will fail. Sometime. It may last for a season, but there's no permanence to it. But if it's carried along by the power of God, by His Spirit, what do you think, as a person, as a human, that you're going to do to stop it? And that's a power that we serve in. when we serve in alignment with God, with His will, with His direction. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to serve in power that is not our own. A power that so far exceeds what we could ever accomplish that it doesn't even seem real. That's because it's a supernatural power. It's a spirit-led and fueled power. But God, forgive us for those times where we march off on our own, claiming Your power without having Your direction. And we fail. There are times where we drag Your name down because we've attached ourselves to it, or we've attached Your name to our plans. So, Father, as we repent, as we turn away from that, as we seek to attach ourselves to You, may we live and serve in Your power, recognizing what You would do, what You would have us do, and doing it now. Letting people see Jesus at work in us and through us by His Spirit. Aligning our thoughts and our processes and our actions with You and Your Word. Honoring You for all that You do. Giving You the credit as You do the work through us. God, as we serve with power, may it be Your power that we call upon, that we ask for, that we receive. And as we serve others in this type of power, may we continually give You the credit as we lift up Jesus, knowing that as we lift up Him, that He will draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.